It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people who started a regular unemployment claim in Colorado last week was about 3,300, the lowest number of new claims since the pandemic began. Nearly 100,000 people are still enrolled in Colorado's unemployment programs. That's far higher than before the pandemic, and many can lose their benefits as federal programs expire in September. President Biden singled out Colorado's new vaccine incentive program during a speech Thursday. He called on all states to follow suit and offer $100 incentives to people who get the vaccine.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated. It might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them. We all benefit if we can get more people vaccinated.
The governor's office says that in the first week of the incentive program, clinics offering the gift card saw an average of 25 more people per day compared to earlier in the month. A former Weld County district judge who tipped off a friend to a federal drug investigation has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The Greeley Tribune reports that former Judge Ryan Kamada was also sentenced to 2 years of probation upon his release. Kamada pleaded guilty to a federal felony charge of obstructing a multi-agency investigation. The incident started in 2019 when he was asked to sign a search warrant that targeted an acquaintance. Kamada told a mutual friend about it, who was able to warn the suspect. At his sentencing, Kamada told the judge he was ashamed of what he'd done. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
After a virtual edition last year, the Vail Dance Festival is back in person starting today. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Vail Dance Festival Artistic Director Damian Wetzel is used to pivoting. But after so many twists and turns during the pandemic, he's over the phrase.
When this is all over, we're going to ban the word pivot, which is not a good thing in dance because we do pivot, but it's enough now.
Fortunately for Wetzel and the dancers in Vail this weekend, the only pivots they have to worry about will be on the stage. After moving all of their events to the outdoor Gerald Ford Amphitheater, the Vail Dance Festival will go on in person. It runs through August 9th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Vail has highs in the 70s this afternoon. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 90s today, then getting cooler for the weekend. This is CPR News.